This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Yes, it is. It's another week.
Hello.
Hello, Sam.
Good morning.
Yes.
Yes. Welcome to another week, another anniversary album.
Yes.
And this week we're doing Two Boy Army Replicas from 1979.
Woohoo!
And of course, this is Gary Newman's band before he became a solo artist.
Yeah, before he turned into a full Gary.
Exactly.
He was a half a Gary.
He was half a Gary, or a Gary and a bunch of other people.
Oh, yeah, full Gary plus.
Exactly, yeah. So this album's turning 40. Can't believe it. Long time ago.
Oh, yes.
But yeah, this group, Two Boy Army, they were formed by Gary Newman in 1976, also Paul Gardner and Jess Lydiard. And they initially started out playing sort of around the punk scene in London, which actually got them a record deal. And their early material was quite guitar-based, quite punky. And this included their self-titled debut album as well. However, it was during the recording of their first album that Newman came across a mini Moog synthesizer, as you
Ooh.
Do. And he became fascinated by the sort of sounds that a mini Moog can produce. And it was basically here that the group went from being a sort of a punk band to being a synth based band mainly, or a new wave group, I guess you could describe them. And this was the sound that they would explore on their second album, Replicas. And obviously the sound that Gary Newman would become known for as a solo artist. Obviously he's a very synth based artist in a lot of his work. The album was recorded in late 1978 and early 1979, and it took a largely dystopian sci-fi theme, which suited the synthy sound, I guess, that he was trying to go for as well. And it's kind of a concept album in that it's loosely based on a book that Newman wanted to write, where androids and machines took control of people, basically.
Yes.
As you could argue that's happening now in some respects.
Well, I mean, I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 screens. You've got a laptop in front of you.
Yes.
There's also a phone here. I mean, we're surrounded by
there's probably hidden
technology.
Cameras in the room.
Oh, I mean, I've never even clocked that. Well, if we start talking about surveillance, we'll be here all day.
That's another issue. But yeah, but he was onto it. He was like, oh, yes, androids and machines are going to take control of us, basically. And musically, the album was very much influenced by a lot of electronic music and new wave music at the time, including people like Ultravox and Kraftwerk, and also David Bowie's Low album as well.
Yes.
And you can hear a lot of that in these songs. They're very synthy, and lots of use of the mini Moog as well. So let's start with the opening track. It's called Me, I Disconnect From You. And you get a sense straight away here from the kind of sci-fi synthy sound he wanted to go to on this record, particularly in the intro. It's very kind of spacey, and yeah, it's a strong molding here of his earlier guitar sound with this new kind of synthy sound. And also he sounds a lot like David Bowie on the song, actually.
Yeah, I could definitely hear the influence
big time. Yep.
We'll be right back.
Whee!
Very intergalactic.
Very much so. Very spacey.
Whee!
There was a lot of space stuff going around at the time in pop culture around then.
Yeah.
It was like, what do we have? We had like Star Wars. I think Moonraker, the James Bond film, came out around that time as well.
Yes.
Very space-influenced time, I reckon.
Yeah, well, I mean, the 1960s was the first time that a man had landed on the moon. So you know, everyone had about 10 years, a decade to marinate over space.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, this is like, you know, post-marination.
Post-marination.
Yeah. You come up with something like Tubeway Army.
Yeah, exactly. So that was, yeah, Me, I Disconnect From You. The next track we're going to play has a more kind of guitar-heavy nature to it. So similar to the first album, sort of strong punk-like riff. It's called You Are In My Vision. It's track number 6. And, yeah, let's have a listen.
That was Tubeway Army with You Are In My Vision. That is our anniversary album for today.
I can't get
today.
Over how Bowie-ish sounding a lot of these tracks
you are.
In my vision.
I mean, that was the way to sing, you know,
back in the day.
Yeah, and someone texted in saying, thanking us for taking them back to their late teens.
Always a pleasure. It's good to go back to your late teens now and again.
Yeah, I mean, not, you know, permanently, but sometimes through music.
Periodically.
It's a safe gateway.
It is.
Yes, but we have our last track from Replicas from 1979 after this.
A new experience in Sichuan food. A comic book Quadrophenia freakout. Fang is pulling the pin on a Sichuan flavor grenade, and we want you to get hit by it full force. If you want to win a $50 voucher for the hottest new restaurant in town, then just grab your Simplicity B card and stay tuned to 95BFM Drive all this week. Easy. Fang, outstanding Sichuan food. 100 Parnell Road in the courtyard behind Winona Forever. Book now at fangyumpunks.co.nz.
From Joachim Trier, heralded writer, director of Reprise in Oslo, August 31st. Thelma is an ominous and unnerving supernatural thriller with a deeply romantic heart. Painfully shy, Thelma's strict religious background is challenged by a forbidden new attraction and a dangerous and uncontrollable inner power that her parents have long feared. Thelma, out now on DVD and digital, thanks to Madman Entertainment.
What? Where am I?
Would you care for a cocktail?
Who are you? I was just in my kitchen and then whambo!
There's no need for concern. Fancy a margarita.
Oh, please. Where am I?
Ha ha ha. In the in-between. The gloaming hours betwixt afternoon and night. The place we call Cocktail Corner. I can make you something with southern comfort, if you like.
Yes, please. Oh, wow, sorry. I thought I was in one of those weird dreams where all your teeth fall out. Oh, phew.
Cocktail Corner, a deep journey into the fantastical world of the mixed drink. 5:30 every Thursday, only on 95BFM Drive. Proudly brought to you by Southern Comfort.
Kia ora koutou ma, welcome back. This is Morning Glory with Geneva, and I'm sitting here with Sam Smith. We're looking at the anniversary album for this week.
Yes, we are. Tubeway Army Replicas from 1979. So, fueled by the success of the single Our Friends Electric, which went to number one, this album also went to number one and was a massive success for them. As we've been saying, the UK was right in the middle of this kind of new wave era, so this type of sounding record appealed to a lot of people, hence its kind of commercial popularity. Its reputation has only grown since its release, and the sound of this record has gone on to influence so many people, particularly in like industrial rock, that kind of thing. So people like Nine Inch Nails, Marilyn Manson, both who've actually covered songs from this record. And despite the success...
All Saints as well.
Yes, true, true. They're coming here, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Cool stuff.
Sorry,
that's a little segue. Despite the success, Gary Newman decided to drop the name Tubeway Army after this record, and he went on to make music for the rest of his career under his own name. So from late 1979 onwards, he was out of there, and he had a successful run of albums up until about 1982, and obviously that big, big, big hit Cars, which everyone knows. Yeah. Here am I.
It's almost its own language.
And he's been very prolific since then. He's released about 20 odd albums, I think, in total, and extremely influential artist. He's come up to BFM before, I think couple of years ago he was up there.
Oh, hi, Gary.
Did a sting for us, I think, somewhere.
Oh, what?
I think so. Yeah. Oh. So that's,
I would find that in spots, right?
Yeah, we could find it and play it. That'd be pretty cool.
Let's see what we can do.
But yeah, very influential album and stands the test of time today. So we're going to finish with...
Yes.
A classic track, just amazing record. Our Friends Electric, of course. It was the single from the record and it went to number one. And a lot of the success of the record is due to this particular song. And he still plays it today in concert. So
this is one of my favourite songs.
If you ever get to see Gary in concert, he'll probably play this track. It's just such a spacey, sci-fi...
beautiful extravaganza.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's it.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you for coming in.
And, my pleasure.
Next week is pleasure Auckland Anniversary Day, a.k.a. Laneway Festival
it
2019.
Sure is.
Are you going to be going?
I'm so going to be going.
Oh, yes. Who are you looking forward to?
That's
sorry,
quite tough.
Big question.
Denzel Curry.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Who else? Parquet Courts, Raven Lanae. So many people. So many good people playing.
Yeah, and there's some first-timers as well. Which is cool.
The thing I like about Laneway is a lot of the people who you don't know about are bound to become stars in like 5 years' time.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful stars. Sparkly stars.
Sparkly stars.
Yes.
Yep.
trajectory.
Treat yourself to some people you might not have heard of. That's
and it's
my
just
advice.
So lovely having it at the Albert Park. Oh my gosh.
I just can't imagine being in the heat down at the silos again.
I mean, not bagging on it. It's pretty good for movies, but
it sure is. Yeah.
Daytime drinking, maybe not so much. Alrighty. Well, thanks again.
Ka kite.
Yeah, here's Tubeway Army, our friends Electric.
Sure.
I'm gonna-
happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.